Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Deb Dingus with United Way of Licking County and Christian Robertson with Robertson Construction are here. We're going to be talking about Week of Caring. Beautiful start to the week, mostly sunny skies. Today you're going to see a high right around 84. Cloudy tonight, though, low near 57. And then Tuesday, mix of sun and clouds, really, really slight chance of rain. So really not that bad, although as Joel and I were saying, probably all of us wouldn't mind seeing some rain. Maybe Christian doesn't with the construction business. I don't know if rain helps him. But look, this is where I want to start today. He says to me, Joel, he graduated from Purdue.
Nice.
So what did I say to him? And the man, to his credit, said, boy, did we take a thumping on the weekend. I'll give him credit. He at least owned up to it that my Irish were able to take care of Purdue. Now, did you sit there and watch the whole thing, Christian? Did you put yourself through that misery?
It was a great challenge, and had a lot of interrupted walking around.
A lot of checking the phone on business, going, I know we're building something somewhere today. Let me go. Let me get out of here. You get out of the house as much as you could on Saturday, that's for sure.
Did you play?
I did not.
Okay.
He looks like he could.
I'm just saying.
Like, I don't want to argue with him too much. I'm just glad there's this table between us. Okay, Robertson Construction, you said you've been doing it for 28 years. How'd you get started? I mean, what was it that said, you know what, I'm going to give back to this community. I'm going to build things in my community.
I grew up here as one of five boys. My parents really instilled in us that we could do anything we wanted to do. And, you know, after graduating, I spent some time with some other firms out of the Newark area, and then came back and just took the opportunity to started in the basement and build it up to where we are today. About 190 employees, and we have an office here in Heath, and as well as we have an office in Dublin. We work around within about a 80 to 100 mile radius of the Newark area.
When you drive around and you see that building, and you see Robertson Construction, what's that make you feel when you know, 100 years from now, your name is going to be carried on through all of these buildings, the school buildings and stuff? I mean, I can't imagine what that feels like for you.
Extremely proud. I love this community. As I said, grew up here, went to school here through high school. And so seeing what I call the vertical construction buildings and the changes to the community that we've been able to participate in. And, you know, another thing is you get to see some, you know, more behind the story, you know, instead of just seeing a building, you really understand, like, you know, what that building or what that industry, you know, brings to our community, from, you know, industrial factories to, police and fire, as you said. We've been fortunate enough. We have built for every school district in Licking County. A lot of public areas, the Lou and Gibber Ice Arena, the repurposing for the big Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA of Western Licking County. So Rotary Park, those types of things are, a real blessing to us as well as the community.
I'm curious, is the construction business changing over the 28 years that you've been doing it? I mean, is it more rigorous now? Is it more laden with overlays from, you know, what the public wants versus what you can actually provide, given, you know, all kinds of governmental concerns and those kinds of things?
Well, I think like a lot of things in life, you know, they've become more laden, as you said, you know. There's a lot more, it's more litigious. But, you know, there's also, you know, we're very blessed in this community that there are a lot of folks, especially, I'll say, in the baby boomer generation that really philanthropic gave back and continue to give back to our community. And we've been able to participate in a lot of those. And, you know, hoping to now create a culture where, you know, we as a younger generation are giving back, because when you look at the canal market, as I mentioned, you know, the Rotary Park, the Ice Arena, there are a lot of venues like that throughout Licking County that have been made possible because of of people that have had, you know, success in life, mm-hmm. and they show enough to give back to the community. And I think that's the thing that our generation and younger generations need to continue to support and to develop and, you know, make it hurt a little bit. So it's more meaningful, and that'll continue to bless our community.
Well, it seems like it's down that path. I mean, we know from, you know, all kinds of studies that people care less about stuff and more about experience, and what better experience than to give back to your community and leave a legacy?
Very much so. Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think, you know, sometimes margins are a little thinner than they maybe used to be.
Right.
Competition somewhat breeds that. Speed to market breeds that. So I think from the employer end, and then, you know, in the last, you know, several years where inflation has crept up, I think, you know, folks that have choose to help participate in those things, you know, it does hurt a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you can work through that, I think that, you know, the payback will be, you know, for the future.
You know, Deb, you hear Christian talk about it and the giving back and that. And I know, you know, with this being the Week of Caring, and we'll get into this cool project that they're doing over at the United Way building. But, you know, the businesses that step up in the community, a Christian Robertson with Robertson Construction and all the other ones, they're vital to what happens in this community, especially as it pertains to helping United Way, not just with volunteering as they are, but with their dollars as well.
Absolutely. The health of our community really depends on the health of the not-for-profit sector. And it takes a lot of not-for-profits to fill in the gaps to make a real difference in our community. Our community would be hurting without all of the work that the not-for-profits do. And so we like to support the not-for-profits. You know, everybody knows that we go out every year, we raise dollars that help support those programs that are making a real difference in people's lives. But there's other ways that we can help those not-for-profits. And the Week of Caring is about that. It's about letting people who want to give back to the community do it by rolling up their sleeves, picking up the paintbrush, picking up the hammer and the nail, going out, you know, sometimes installing fire extinguishers or smoke alarms, painting fire hydrants, building ramps, painting rooms, you name it. There's something for everybody to do. And that kind of experience, I think, is valuable too. People, once they invest some sweat equity in something, they really get another sense of ownership in their community, and they really start to feel a partnership. You know, we tell that to our own kids, and we tell that, you know, to the high schoolers we had out on Friday. You know, this is your community. You know, so those 15, 16, 17-year-olds that were out on Friday for the kickoff, they're learning about how to give back to their community, and learning that the health of the community means their health, and that we're all in this together. And so that's the spirit of, you know, the Week of Caring.
Well, that's too, when you talk about that exuberance, those mm-hmm. young people that come in for the kickoff, and then you see folks like Robertson Construction, where it's like, hey, I'm going to go out, I'm going to venture out, I'm going to learn a few things, but then I'm going to come back and I'm going to make it good here. That's a great message for those kids too, because they see people can go out and learn and, you know, figure out professionally where they want to plug in and then come back and buoy up the community.
Right, you know, our kids watch what we do more than listen to what we say. And so when you see visibly somebody like Christian Robertson, you know, a successful business owner who's giving back to the community, well, they're watching that. And they're going to emulate those kinds of things. And that's powerful. You can't put a price on it. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about the dollars. It's not just about, okay, I'm going to get this room built. But it's about teaching and creating an atmosphere of, this is what you do. giving is a part of what makes a healthy community.
And I think, too, when you see local businesses like Robertson Construction, that might prompt other businesses. I mean, I'm hearing a lot from folks in from people talking about Microsoft and how much they're giving back as they move into this community. I think, you know, a Christian Robertson sets the example for the business in the community. Like, well, wait a minute, this guy, he's working on thin margins and he's able to do stuff. We can jump in and do that as well, correct?
It does. You know, there's a lot of competition in the market force world out there. And it's not only the competition to raise a little bit more dollars, but it's also a competition to say, hey, what's my standing? What's my place in the community? How do people view my community? And I tell you, the world's watching. You know, what are companies doing? What's their values? And so I think Christian Robertson's putting that bar up there pretty high and saying, you know, we have values. And our business isn't just about raising money. Of course, you want to raise as much money as you can, but it's also about how do we share some of that with the community, and that, you know, we're blessed, and so we need to be a blessing to others. And so, you know, I just commend their construction company and all that Christian Robertson and his employees are able to do in the community and to share that example.
Is that an easy sell for you, Christian, when you bring people in, say, okay, yeah, you know, you got your work to do. This is what we expect you to get done. But we also would like for you to do some things in the community. Is that a discussion you have with people you bring in on a regular basis?
You know, that's interesting. I've never thought about it in that venue. And we do talk about, you know, that we're very proud of our community and that we want to be interactive. And I'm very proud that there are a lot of folks that participate in various, you know, both fiscal giving through payroll deductions for various things, and then they give of their time, you know, to many organizations. And I, the gentleman who is leading our project, you know, for you all starting this morning, you know, I have a picture of my phone. You know, he signed up to ring the, you know, the bell for the Salvation Army last Christmas, you know, you know, he's in a Santa hat, and he's just a great individual. And, you know, he sees how, you know, the venue that he chose, you know, has allowed him to have good gainful employment. And so he's important in giving back to his, you know, community. And so it's just exciting for him. It's personal.
Yeah. See, Joel and I do the ringing of the bells because they won't let us do any construction. We all know what's going to happen once we put hammers in our hands. And we'll talk about that coming up next, about this project that Christian Robertson and Robertson Construction has taken on for the United Way of Licking County. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Deb Dingus, Executive Director of the United Way of Licking County, and Christian Robertson, founder of Robertson Construction here in our community. Sunny skies throughout the day today, high right around 84, cloudy tonight, and then for Tuesday, mix of sun and clouds with a chance of rain, high right around 80, but a real slim chance of rain on Tuesday. All right, Christian, let's go back. We kind of touched on it a little bit there in the first part of the show. You folks have taken on a project during Week of Caring. You're going to be doing some work for the United Way with a building that then the community, a room for the community to use. What are you guys doing over there?
I'd say we're kind of doing a refresh of a building that was formerly held some of the Park National Bank folks, and I believe Deb will talk more about that. We're going in and you know, doing some drywall work, some painting work, a little bit of casework, and then trying to repurpose some of the carpet. Yet, you know, add in some new carpet where And so it's just kind of a create the space for Deb and her folks to be able to utilize as their office. And so we're excited to be a part of it.
Now, boss man, do you get your hands dirty? Do you get in there and do some stuff? Or it's like, hey, you, get over there and do that. I'm going to stand here and watch you do that right.
I think everyone that knows me knows that getting dirty is not a thing that I stray from.
And, so you'll jump right in there, huh? So, no problem with that?
Yeah.
You do it at home, too? Was the wife ever say to you, well, you do this for your living. Come on now, get in here and do some. She throwing you in there all the time?
We have a great relationship, and we enjoy working, and she's an engineer as well, and really enjoy. We've got a farm, and so it's kind of a. She says that my hobby is working, so I'm trying to work on that.
See, Joel, all I heard there was my wife tells me to do something.
I thought that was one of the best non-answers in the history of non-answers.
So how many people working on this project then will you guys have over there this week?
I think in and out there will be 5 to 7 mm-hmm. at different times, and we've got some subcontract partners that will do some of their areas of expertise.
Is it a job you can knock out in a week? I mean, is this something you think you can get done in a week? Or?
I think it's everything is that, you know, if things come together, you know. But
keep Joel and I out of there. You should be all right.
Yeah, we'll be knocking on the door.
Hardest thing about when you do a job like that, is it just the unknown when you start tearing stuff down? You're like, we didn't expect this. Or do you tell Deb or whoever you're working with, hey, now, this is what we think's going to happen, but, you know, we could find some stuff?
Yeah, we seem to find a lot of things. you know, I think it's trying to find that balance, you know, to not go too deep because, you know, time and money and so forth. But yet, you know, be proud of what we accomplish and in the space that we turn. So, you know, it's Dave Watson, our foreman over there, he'll find that balance mm-hmm. and be proud of the space once it's complete.
So is that the kind of work you do more, repurposing of things, or are you doing more new builds?
We do both. Okay. You know, we definitely do a lot of ground up first generation structures, and then we're very involved. We've just completed the former Founders Hall, the Hodges. Building as it's called now, Luella Hodges Building for right. Ohio State University, and that was a transformation.
Yeah.
We've been for about 2 years now living full time down at the arcade, which is a series of about 10 different structures that mm-hmm. were all kind of joined together. Mm-hmm. We're well into the fourth quarter there, and so that's been very purposeful. And we transformed the former State Farm building into mm-hmm. the Newark Digital Academy. Just turned that over a few weeks ago. So we do it all. We do it all.
Yeah.
And we enjoy that.
Well, I know Dr. Smith, when he took over for Dr. McDonald, he was pretty happy because I remember he was in here. I said, it's not every day you start your job and you get a new building. It was pretty nice because I was over there for the ribbon cutting. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. He goes, yeah, that's not bad at all. I said, I imagine it's not new building as you come on.
That was actually the third president that I had been a part of in that building of repurposing their spaces. Mm-hmm. So I've enjoyed that. We're going back to Dr. Greenstein with COTC and, mm-hmm. and the OSU, and then Dr. McDonald and mm-hmm. And formerly and
Dr. Coe and all of them. Dr. Coe.
Sounds a little like construction's a pretty good pick for a career. Being a president of a university, maybe not so much.
if you're looking
for longevity,
stay right there where you're at.
Start your own business, do it well, keep your place.
Just bring in a president. We'll fix this thing for you. Well, don't worry about it. So, what's going to be happening at this building? How did this come about? I know you guys moved into a new building. Maybe explain where you're at. But then, did you say to yourself, "Hey, we need to do a little something different here to maybe help folks in the community who need a building and a place to go?"
Sure. So first of all, probably about a year and a half ago, Park National Bank, Matt Miller sits on our board, proposed the idea of us utilizing a building that they weren't currently using and as a way also of saving money on rent. You know, not-for-profits are always looking for ways to cut those costs and to be able to still do what we do. So that was a suggestion. So on top of that, offering us the space for rent free, they were able to provide some of the refresh work on a section of the ground floor of the building. And that space currently is being used by our staff. We have our offices in there. There was another side of the building that was yet to be refreshed and worked on. They hadn't used that part of the building for quite some time. It was being used as storage, I believe, prior to COVID. And then before that, it was some offices with cubicles. And so as we start to be more responsive to the community, and as United Way, becomes more than just a fundraiser, but really steps more into the area of, bringing people together to do collective work, convening, education, community work. We became aware that, gosh, this would be really helpful if we have this space as well refreshed. It'll also allow us to potentially partner with a couple of other not-for-profits, maybe folks that need to also expand and have some more space, which we have then that ability to use it for. So we're envisioning a variety of things. As you know, we've really kicked off deep around our community partner forums that we do monthly. We've also previously in past years done some education to build capacity for our not-for-profits, trainings in the standards of excellence and not-for-profit management and those kinds of things. So it'll all be used to help build capacity, to help encourage more collaboration between the not-for-profits. So in the end, we can make changes that'll benefit all of our community.
You know, you were joking earlier about chainsaws and not golfing and those kind of things. Are you going to jump in there and knock down some walls and do some work in there as well? Or are you going to leave it to the professionals?
I'm all about that. I grew up, actually, my family has done a lot of home remodeling and repair work. And so I've been doing that kind of stuff, actually, my entire life as well.
Okay.
And don't mind that at all. Don't ask me to pick up a golf club, but I am glad to pick up a chainsaw or a paintbrush or whatever I need to do.
Nice.
Yeah, I got to have some work done around the house. Can I get these two start bidding against each other? A little bidding war to have them come out to my house?
I have a feeling that will not work in your favor.
I wouldn't think at all. Okay, so you got this going. You got Week of Caring, obviously. You got the annual campaign. What are some of the projects taking place this week for Week of Caring? Because it's kind of varied. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different projects.
Everything from working at some of the parks, with landscaping and plants and those kinds of things, to painting rooms at the Salvation Army, to building, I think, a ramp, to doing mailings, you name it. It's happening all across the county. Hundreds of volunteers are linked with meaningful service projects that will benefit those not-for-profits and, again, in return, benefit our entire community. Mm-hmm. So we're really happy to do that. Some United Ways do a Day of Caring. Probably about 10 years ago, I said, we got more than we can do in a day. Let's make it a week. And our county is so large, it's hard to, just pick one part of the county. We want to, let folks know that United Way is benefiting hundreds of thousands of people every year in all corners of United Way. Almost 120,000 services provided last year with our funded partners. So that's thanks to a generous community, thanks to people who are making donations, thanks to people that are donating their time and their expertise, like Christian Robertson's company.
Brilliant.
Christian, real quick, and I just want to make sure that folks, we hear this all the time. Steve Lehman was talking not too long ago out at the Davis Shea House for what the Licking County Foundation is and doing in the community to get folks involved. And, he mentioned the workforce. We got to have workforce. I'm just curious from you, what have you seen over the last couple of years? And is this a concern for you? Are you worried that, there's going to be times where maybe Robertson Construction would love to do a job, but don't have the people to do it? How tough has it been for you guys?
It is very challenging, and it continues to be challenging. And part of it is there are a lot of businesses that have come in, Microsoft and Intel and Google and Facebook, and there are a lot of businesses as well as factories that have come in. And so we're not only competing against our, you know, firms in the construction-related industry, but we're also competing against the industrial firms, you know, for because they all need craftsmen and women to be able to, you know, maintenance and secure things, or just the wage pressure. It used to be that we were able to kind of tick above most industries in, you know, manufacturing, but that has changed. I think the biggest thing we see is the lack of the retirement of the skilled craftsmen. And we're doing a lot to promote our youth. We actually have started, it's called Robertson Construction Career Academy, to work with area schools and to capture kids. We have a blessing in SeaTac and Mideast in Zanesville. But some kids that, you know, maybe decide not till the end of their junior year or their senior year that, hey, I might like this. And so they've missed that mark to be able to participate, you know, before graduating, you know, at SeaTac. So, you know, we're catching some of those kids that, you know, make that decision later in life. But, you know, and creating people that have skill, or developing people, I should not say creating, developing people that have skill is the big challenge. Mm-hmm. The physical bodies are a challenge as well. We have but we've very proud of, there are a lot more women in construction today than there were 10 years ago, and which I think is awesome. And you know, we have foremen that are women now, and that, you know, that's the progression, because this is an industry that anyone can do. And one person might be able to, you know, lift 10 pounds, and one person might be able to lift 5 pounds, but they can still do the job and have that attention to detail. So we're working on, you know, developing the skilled worker, because they're the people that can take a project like this and at the end of, you know, the week or at the end of the job, that, you know, the customer's happy, you know, and everyone, we're happy, and you know, we move on to the next one.
I think that's great. I mean, I really do. I did, to be able to see that need and say, hey, wait a minute, we may be able to fill this. Now, again, I know you're thinking, hey, we're going to do this for you. We want you to come work for us. I mean, you know, I'm walking out the door. But I still think that's great that you're giving kids a chance to do something, because we always hear about college, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying anything wrong with that. But there are some kids that's not what they want to do, and this is a perfect way to do that. So hats off to you on doing that. Deb, real quick, if folks want to make donations to the campaign or get involved with volunteering, what do they need to do?
Just go to unitedwaylc.org or give us a call at 345-6685, and we'll be glad to connect anyone.
So there you go, Riley. Call her and say you want to go painting and do some work for her. So
painting's your job.
buddy. Go ahead, Christian.
I'd like to make one thing very clear that I'm extremely proud of. You know, yes, the company created this opportunity or whatever, you know, and Deb's persistence and others before her. But our employees are making the personal decision throughout the year to give back. And, you know, various entities make the platform. We work to help from a functional standpoint to make the platform. But our employees personally and their families are making the decision to give financially or to give with their time. And that, to me, is greater than Robertson Construction. It really speaks to all those people that take that personal ownership on for our community, which I'm very proud of.
It starts somewhere, though, Christian. They see you doing it. So, I mean, when you set a bar like that, the people under, like the guy down the hall here, I'd walk through a wall of fire for him, because that's how he is. Mm-hmm. People see that, though. They see, hey, wait a minute, this guy could just very well sit at his farm, have his wife tell him what to do, but he gives back to the community. And I think people see that and they go, well, I want to do that, too. So I know you're a humble guy. I know you weren't humble on Saturday as you were getting thumped by Notre Dame. I know you're a humble guy. But, I mean, people see you doing that, and they think, okay, he can do that, I can do that.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty cool.
I got to clarify. My wife, you know, does she's a blessing. And the company, we wouldn't be who we are. And she does a great job. If anything, she gets the, you know how they say the painter, the last place to be painted is that painter's house, you know, or the carpenter. I think she unfortunately experiences a lot of that. So she's, she is a very much you know, gives a lot of bandwidth.
Well, special thanks to her for supporting you, Christian.
Amen. Amen on that.
We'll talk about that later. Again, I want to thank Christian Robertson and Deb Dingus for coming in today. Annual Week of Caring. Get involved. Do whatever you can to help folks in our community, because, you know, sometimes we think we've got it bad, but then there's other folks who are a little worse off than us. So get out there and do some help. Go to UnitedWayLC.org.